Welcome. This is class four with Quentin, Body Mind Yoga. We're going to start standing. Standing will start on this day, which is Easter, actually. And I hope you've had a good Easter, 2020. So come to standing and get yourself ready to move your body. Firstly, we'll do a check-in in the standing space, so not having your arms in a particular arrangement, not trying to stand in any special way, but open to the landscape of your standing body. So if you are comfortable in doing so, gently close the eyes. You're most welcome to keep the eyes open for balance as well. If it feels right, close them. If it feels better to keep them open, keep them open. And without changing, open to what is in the standing space. Pay deliberate attention to yourself now. What sounds can you hear? If the eyes are open, what are you looking at? If the eyes are closed, what's behind the eyes? What body sensations are moving to your attention, for your attention to notice? Bring some awareness to what is in the physical body. What's on your mind right now as well? Many things passing through, like a fan on high speed, not much happening in there. Are you feeling a sense of contentment on a feeling level? Feeling tone, what's your general feeling tone right now? And it's pretty much what you've done the last couple of hours or in the week. The momentum of the feeling tone, how do you feel as you embark on the practice? Acknowledge yourself, standing space, and take some conscious breaths while we're here. If you can, breathe down into the belly. Have the arms by the sides now. Let them just rest by the hips. Open the eyes if they're closed. Gently turn the hands a little bit. And then, if you can, float the arms from the sides up and around. Float the arms up towards the sky. If you can, bring the hands together so the palms come together. And then gently move the hands down the midline of the body. So down past the forehead, nose, chin, throat, heart, down past the belly, until you just separate the arms again and float the arms out from the sides and up. Float them up to the sky, or as high as comfortable for your body and shoulders, and gently down the midline. And doing some finding out with the process, flowing the arms or arm, if you can, if you've only got one good arm or one good shoulder, doing one arm or leaving the arms by the sides or smaller movement, but floating the arms up, connecting, bringing them down. If you can, take a breath in as you flow the arms up. And breathe out as the arms come down. So coordinating breath and arms together. If you know that doesn't feel right, then just breathe naturally and flow the arms. Just flowing as best as you can, feeling the sensations of movement, through the tightness in the shoulders or rib cage, sensations of pins and needles in the fingers, blood flow, movements, awake to yourself through movement, floating arms up and bringing them down the midline of your body. If you can, slowing your breath deliberately down, taking longer, fuller breaths in. At the top of the movement, even holding your breath. And when you breathe out, when you decide, when you feel it's time to do that, again, sliding the hands down, slowing down. When you come down to the bottom and those arms are coming down the next time, let them just rest down there when you ever you find yourself with the arms down by the sides, letting the arms find their own natural shape. So not moving the arms, not turning anything, just letting the arms drop and feeling any feedback when you get into that space. Just coming to it when in your own timing, so no rush, aware. And then we're going to just do a little bit of a twist and a swing of the arms. So when you're ready, turn your head and your shoulders and the arms swing one way, and then gently swing the arms and the head and the shoulders the other way, twisting. Feet stay to the front, but swinging the arms to the side and around, and going from side to side, so a sort of loosening action. Knees can be a little bit bent, and just turning the body. Not too strongly, but finding your way with the body that's here and how you're feeling today, twisting and turning. So feeling the air, feeling your clothing, feeling the neck, the shoulders, the rib cage. Again, deliberately showing up for yourself in twisting. You might want to make it quite a soft arm movement where you don't do too much with the arms, or a bit more of a vigorous action, holding the arms even level out from the shoulders like a cross position and twisting that way if you want to bring a bit more intensity into the twist to the sides of your body. But twisting, head and shoulders and arms to the left in some moments, and then turning, head and shoulders, rolling the hips to the right, twisting from side to side, feet stay forward, knees bent, twisting from side to side. And you might even breathe into the left side, say. And when you swish over to the right, breathing out. So bringing your breath into it. Turning your body. And if you can, finding some freedom in the twist. Twisting from side to side. As much as you can, try and create a bit of flow. Not forcing the neck, not forcing the hips, not forcing the knees. Non-forcing. Settling into a rhythm if you can. And if any move doesn't feel right, feel free to leave that move and do a different move until we move to the next movement. So taking your own authority, your own empowerment, being in your body, moving it as best as you can. Again, slowing down the twist, changing the momentum to a gradual slowing down, and feeling what this does as you slow down deliberately, not coming to a sudden halt, but just slowing down, turning from side to side, gradually coming back, feeling the feedback of coming back, noticing the heartbeat in your breathing, face, until you come back to relative standstill. Back into the middle place. And once you do find stillness, be aware of the subtleties of your body here. What feedback? What's coming to your attention? If you weren't making a movement in the body, what movements will and are in your body moment to moment? Good. Again, once more, if the eyes are closed, open the eyes. I'm going to do some side stretches. Do you leave your, leave that right arm just hanging down by the side. Lift the left arm up out to the side and up towards the sky. And then take that left arm a bit further over. So banana shape your body. Let that left arm sort of come, left arm come near that left ear and take the arm over. Left hip sort of pushes a little out to the left, and the right side of the body gets a little bit smaller. Think of a banana shape. Right arm sort of relaxed-ish. And then gently flowing that left arm gradually back and eventually through the air, and it'll arrive again down by that left hip or left side, and let it go. And go from side to side, so the right arm when you can, taking it up. You can open the fingers, feel the shoulder, the armpit and the rib cage, getting a bit of a opening through that right side. the tightness, the pressure perhaps, the heat being generated. Inhaling and breathing out, so using your breath as a vehicle to connect as well as your body. So floating the arm down and then changing. And some people prefer to go fast, and then fast, if fast is what feels good, go in a fast way from side to side. But it can be a real time to slow the body down and to bring a little bit more of embodiment into yourself by being awake to feeling different parts through slowing down, fingers, the webbing of the hand, stretching, even taking a bit of a reach a bit further if you want to. So honoring your edge and not forcing the body. Side stretching, one arm staying down and the other arm going over you. Can be even a little to the front of you. So feel what's true for you. Feet can be together or feet can be hip width apart. You can even have wider feet if that feels right. We're just doing side stretches, compressing one side of the rib cage as the other side opens. So remembering just to even explore, take your own authority, wider feet if you want to. Does one side collect a little bit more tension than the other? Is one side a little bit more, more of a stronger mode, a bit more pressure there or tension? And not trying to force your body to be balanced, but listening to it, moving with it. If you can, pause to one side now. Try and stay over to one side. And if you can't, if it doesn't feel right to stay at the side, continue to go from side to side or rest the arms down in any moment. If you've chosen to stop, can you bring a sense of letting go into the sensations that you're noticing? So you don't need to go further. If it gets relaxing, if it gets overly relaxing, then go a little bit further, increase the pressure load. But otherwise, sort of just hanging out there, hanging out in the pulsing, hanging out in the tightness, hanging out and meeting what's there by observing, feeling each breath, the swinging of the breath in and out. Taking some deeper breaths if you can. And when you come out of the side, what's the sensations of coming out like? Changing sides or holding a bit longer. But if you hold one side, then hold the other side as well. Banana shaping the body. It's really great for opening the rib cage and opening through the lungs. Can feel the tightness through the sides. Seeing you bring a bit of softness into the shoulders, even though there's more pressure through one shoulder. When you're aware of things, at least you've got an option of doing something about it. Bringing your awareness to where you are. And then taking again some moments to bring the arm back if it hasn't come back already. To take some moments to float the arm back and down by the side. And back into relative standstill when you can. Bring yourself all the way down to lying down now. Take some moments to leave the standing space and to bring everything back down onto the ground. Coming down into Shavasana. Coming down into semi-supine if you prefer, so if it's a comfortable space to let the legs be long and the feet a little bit apart and relax way, and the arms a little out from the body and arms on the ground in a relaxed way. So you're trying to find a relaxed posture and on the ground. And if this posture is not relaxed, if it's tension making, pain making, what posture would you like to go to? And making that your home base for a few moments. closing the eyes or having a soft gaze, and feeling this moment once you're on the ground. Doing any adjustments? Do you feel like you need to do any little adjustments to get comfortable? Or are all the signals quite fine? And feeling the momentum of your body. Is there one part of the body that really calls your attention, demands your attention? Or is there a global awareness of your body, a little bit of a sensation here, then a different sensation in another part, soft sensations or quite strong sensations? Taking some moments to feel the flow, the movements on the surface and deeper down, in the middle, in the left, in the back. The sensations of breathing, feeling each breath, being aware that you are breathing, aware that you're here practicing, aware of the sounds of my voice, and aware of your breathing as it comes in and as it goes out. And before you know it, comes back in and goes back out, showing up for your breath. Let's bend both knees if they're not bent. Come to semi-supine. So bend both knees, feet on the mat, feet hip width apart. Can be a bit wider, those feet. Some people prefer to have the feet together. That's perfectly fine. But feet on the ground and knees bent. Arms out, making the arms into a cross position, out on the ground, or a little lower or a little higher. You find out for yourself what feels right. And then stopping in that space, letting down, letting go. And taking some deliberate breaths into the belly now, filling the belly up a little bit in a deliberate way, not a strong way, just a soft belly. Taking a breath into the belly and letting the belly do what the belly does when the body deflates and breathes out. Breathing in, belly rising, expanding, opening, lifting, moving. Breathing out, letting down, letting go. And start to move the knees. So when you're ready, start to choose a direction to tilt both knees. Both knees just moving to one side. Could be a little bit to the side. You could take the knees all the way down to the side, perhaps, so that opposite hip gets a pull and a stretch. And like windscreen wipers, float the knees back through the middle place and over towards the other side. I'd like you to remember to be aware of how you're feeling as you practice and make it a quite a relaxed way to be. So try not to go too fast from side to side. You've got time now to be inside your body and to feel your breath, to relax the body mind by showing up for your breathing as you move your knees. You'll feel the feet move and the ankles, the knees and the thighs and the hips and the lower back, the buttocks, of course, and the waist. And the rib cage gets a pull and a stretch. Again, if you can, perhaps breathing into the center when the knees come through that middle place temporarily and breathing out as the knees go down to the side. Trying to find your edge if you can, but just approaching the edge and floating away. Inhaling easily, comfortably, moving. Feeling that lower back getting a stretch. Rolling the head now, so perhaps as the knees go left, letting the head roll to the right. And when the knees are moving to the right side and down, rolling the head over to the left. Moving, stopping, moving again and breathing. taking some deeper breaths when you can remember that you can breathe in a deeper way. So often in our daily life, breathing is automatic, but we can bring a bit more wakeful presence to our breathing. And to take some deeper breaths, and to always make that out breath a letting go, promotes relaxation when you feel the out breath as a letting go rather than a push out. And when you please make the journey back into the middle, into coming back into standstill, a beginning place where if you're still at the side, journey back to the middle, so the feet come back to that flat space, the buttocks sort of balance out, spine's on straight, and lift the knees, both knees up over the chest, and bring the hands to hold on to wherever you want to hold on to the legs, whether you hold on to a bit of clothing or the kneecaps or the hands on the outsides of the knees. Just supporting the legs up here, so knees up over the chest. Make a bit of space for the belly. Or find a position that feels right to have those knees over your body, so and feeling the pressure. Having the knees and the weight of the legs up here, hands on them. Just again, not particularly tugging anything, but just holding in a way that you're patient. Bringing a quality of patience in this moment, aware of any impatience perhaps, any striving, and bring a quality of perhaps of non-striving. What would it be like if you just had to wait here for a little bit? Is it a challenge? And then will it start to move? And maybe it feels good to move. So holding one hand on each knee, bring both knees towards the chest. So closer in or into more pressure. Bring the knees in. They'll naturally stop, of course. Open the knees out or away from each other. Both going out to the sides, little way, a long way, but separating the knees. Still holding the knees, move the knees now out from the body, away from you. See the arms sort of semi-straighten a little bit. And then roll the knees again back towards each other. So coming into touch or closer. The knees, when they come close again, get drawn softly back towards the chin or the throat or the middle of the chest. So you feel those thighs, feel the hips and opening the knees, both knees doing individual circles. And make sure you're separating the knees and both knees doing individual circles. In, out, and rolling out. Trying to promote a bit of flow with the movement. If you're fortunate, the muscles are giving those signals of flow. And if it's not flowing, not forcing or pushing or straining to make that flow, just doing the best as you can, guiding it, change direction now, go back the other way. Moving, feeling the arms and the shoulders, chest and back, the pressure off, having those knees. What's the belly saying? What's the pelvis? How are you moving? What are you thinking about? So really aware, broad spectrum. Not only moving your body, but of being aware of the activities around. Bring the knees loosely again back into somewhere that resonates with a center space. So knees coming back. Knees can be apart still. And if you're okay, can you let the arms sort of drop down now? Arms come down to a softly rest on the mat. The knees and feet are still above the chest and belly area. And would you stretch both legs up, but in a very gentle way, Stretch both legs up towards the ceiling. Legs don't have to straighten, by the way, so knees can be quite bent, but just bringing those feet up a little bit. Feet up towards the sky. And you're sort of finding a place where you might go a bit straighter, then back out a little bit, make it a little softer. So find a pleasant place where you can keep both legs up here. If you want to hold those legs, and intuitively you might have already grabbed them, some of you, and that would be the best thing for you. If you feel like holding them, grab them. Otherwise, arms on the ground, legs up, and just stopping there and tuning into the legs and tuning into the back. Tuning into where you are, staying there if you can. Feel free to bend the knees quite a lot and go in and out of it, so you can bend the knees and then flex the legs back up if you prefer. But if you're okay, just keeping the legs up there and having a little bit of a circle with the ankles, a little bit of a roll. Legs stay up, but the ankles, feet, a bit of a turn or a point and a flex. Again, if you can, take some longer breaths in, taking a deeper belly breath, filling the chest up, breathing out. Legs, so you're lying on your back and the arms are on the ground, but both feet up towards the sky, legs straight or a little bit bent or quite bent, and circling the ankles. Seeing what those hamstrings and calf muscles, muscles in the backs of the legs and the buttocks. Do the buttocks gradually get a nice stretch here? That lower back, does it release keeping the legs up here? Or does it build too much tension? What's your experience? And again, would you, from wherever you are, recognizing where you are, and again bringing a little bit of down place, letting the arms, if the arms are up, lowering them down till they touch the ground. If the legs are still up, bend the knees, bring the feet back onto the ground, and slide the legs long or into your own place, into your own space, letting the body come into a place where it can just be, and opening your attention to the whole of yourself. We're not lifting anything, we're not trying to fix anything for a few moments, we're not trying to breathe, not trying to think about things, we're just making a space of being now. So open. Bring a little bit more alive attention now to your breathing, and when you're ready, when you happen to be on the inhaling part of breathing, when that happens next for you, breathe in and count for four, in for four, just 1, 2, 3, 4, hold the breath for four, and breathe out for four, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait for your body to breathe in naturally and repeat the cycle. You breathe in for four, whether you count slowly or fast, hold the breath for four. And breathe out for four. And any time we do any breathing, the breathing always should be quite fine to navigate. So if there's a sense of struggle, then you just let go of trying to shape the breath. You're really fine with it. In for four, hold for four, out for four, or lifting the numbers up and making it more challenging if you want to. Lying on the mat, focusing on your breathing, holding the breath and breathing out, And just waiting for your breath to come back in, and when it does, in for that four count. Holding. Breathing out, letting go. And as you do your breathing, you're still feeling the different sensations in your body. You're still aware of the sounds. And it's just awareness, so shaping the breath now, and alive to other signals as well. And letting down, releasing the intention to shape your breathing, and letting breathing be you. What does your natural breath come to now? Is there a sense of calm through regulating breathing? Is there a sense of stress regulating breathing? What's your living assessment of this practice of focusing on breath and regulating for a little bit? Has it been useful or not so useful? Bring again those feet and knees to semi-supine, please. Bend the knees, and again, bring the feet to action, feet onto the ground, feet back to semi-supine, feet a little bit apart. Just moving anything that you need to move. Feet hip-width apart, knees bent. Now, deliberately, we're doing a little shoulder bridge. Just little shoulder bridges, please. So push into the ground with the feet. See if you can feel your pelvis tilt. So pushing both feet, evenly tilting the pelvis. Lift the pelvis, buttocks a little off the mat. So you're just peeling a little bit of that lower back. And I know probably some of you have lifted right up onto the shoulders, shoulder blades. You go there if you want to, your back. Let things down in a gradual way. Let things down in a way and go up. And control down. And generally, most of us may be more aware of the more intense of going up and maybe a little less aware of coming down. So noticing your awareness and pushing through those feet. And sometimes you do a couple, then you need to adjust the feet because it just feels like you should. So adjust anything, change where the arms. Arms can be by your sides. So arms, if it's really relaxing, you could have the arms resting above you on the ground, but really pushing into the ground, feeling the knees and the thighs and the buttocks, lifting the pelvis. Little pelvic lifts, or lifting mid-back, or rolling up into those shoulder blades. Please keep your head on the ground, so make sure your head's on the ground. Those of you who've got a pillow behind your neck, take the pillow out, unless you've been instructed otherwise. So you choose. You lift and lower centrally, so try and, like a chain, to roll the chain of the spine up. When you get up to the top, does it feel good just to stop at the top? Or is it best to unroll, unravel, let things come down gradually? When you do come down, see if you can get a sense of letting go for a few moments. Buttocks, legs don't have to push. Keep going, keep moving, or stopping anytime you want to stop at the top, down the bottom, halfway up or halfway down. You can do that. This practice is for you to take this time to deliberately strengthen, bring more mobility in your body. Bring a better sense of feeling better inside yourself. Then take from wherever the space is now, where I'm speaking to you right now, on this day. Bring again a little bit of down movement to your posture, letting things come back down. And when you do arrive on the ground, feel a sense of the body letting go when you're no longer lifting things up. Maybe a little internal sigh happens when the muscles stop their action. And we'll again bring both knees up over the chest. Lift the feet up, of course, and hold the knees in the way that you know how. So knees can be together, but generally feels quite nice to have the knees apart in a relaxed way. And we're going to just rock a little bit from side to side here. So knees up over you. So not gripping the knees, not tugging the knees too much, just holding your knees in a supportive way. Just tipping the knees a little bit one way and then the other way. Tipping and rocking from side to side. Swaying from side to side. And you can let your head flow with the knees. So swaying. Swaying from side to side, massaging the back. Some people like their head just to roll with the knees. Some people turn the head in the opposite way to the knees. If you really want to make it stronger, you could let the arms again come back onto the ground in a cross position, arms staying down, and do the same knee moving to the side. So a higher twist, going from side to side, but the arms supported on the ground. Just an option, having the arms on the ground. A lot nicer just holding the knees, going from side to side. If you're holding the knees, try and roll right over onto the hip, onto the knee, onto the elbow, onto the shoulder, and collapse the knees into each other gently. Let the muscles soften at the side and open the knees wide through that middle place. Roll over to the other side. Seeing if you can move the whole of your body from side to side in a relaxed way. Floating from side to side as best as you can. Listening to the mat. Perhaps there's sounds of clothing. Perhaps there's aches and pains. Perhaps there's a sense of well-being. Feeling your tone. Feeling the muscles. Feeling the tightness, feeling the relaxation, feeling the tension, feeling by moving and being aware of that you are generating the movement. In any moment you can change. Again, bringing a little bit of slowing down, coming back, coming into that middle place, and letting the knees go, bringing both feet back onto ground. Feet back onto the earth, onto your mat, to feel the contact of feet against the mat, to feel the contact of your buttocks against the mat, to feel the contact of your back against the mat, to feel the contact of your head against the mat, and perhaps the arms against the mat, to feel the contact of the ground underneath you, to be aware of the ground underneath you, coming back to the ground, stopping. Any movements on the back or in the front. Taking a couple of conscious breaths again. Now, being here right now, would you lift the right leg, please, up towards the ceiling? Just the right leg. So the left leg could be in semi-supine. So left leg could be in semi-supine. And yeah, let's have that left leg in semi-supine. So left foot on the mat, left knee bent, and the right leg, just stretching it up towards the ceiling. Up it goes. Get it up there and leave it there. Somewhere you're okay with it. So it's in tension because the right leg's up. Now, would you get your use your hands, fingers, and start to massage as many parts of the leg as you can. So start low down, so near the hip, thigh, fingers just pressing and pushing into the thigh, pulling things at the back and the sides. Just trying to move a little bit the muscles around with the fingers. You can massage around through the top of the knee, the sides of the knee. You can do a little bit of the calf muscle. So get the fingers into those muscles. So you really just pull the leg in a little bit and use your fingers. Or just leave the leg up there and just really get in there with the fingers. Try and move a little bit of things around. Just pressing and pulling, pressing, moving. Exploring, using your fingers to explore the muscles. Can feel quite nice just to have a little bit of a self-massage with the fingers. Sides and back of the leg, front of the leg, up and down. Anywhere that feels nice, stay there. And then pausing and climb the hands of the hands up that right leg, please. As far as you can take them without straining. So without straining, right leg up, both hands and arms, holding that leg and pulling the leg in, please. So really deliberately pulling the leg in. You're not gripping, you're not straining through the face, so the face can stay stopped, soft, but you're pulling that right leg in. You're pulling it in easily and you're holding it, and then you're pushing the leg into the hand. So you're pulling the leg in, yet pushing the leg away from you. So pushing the leg away, but holding the leg in place. It's a bit of a PNF stretch. Some people naturally have the head up a lot when they do this. So if you're comfortable, lift your head up. Some people prefer just to leave the head down, but the action of pushing the leg away, but holding that right leg in place. You're not holding your breath. Your breath is your breath and can always come back to holding that right leg. Now bend the right knee. Let go of the having the leg up straight and just bending that right knee. Holding the bent right knee now. Holding it loosely with the hands. Loosely. And can you just loosely circle that right knee now? So holding the right knee. Left leg's relaxed and right knee is being held. And doing little circles. So great for its size circles or golf ball size circles. Circling that right knee. Moment by moment, feeling the different sensations in the pelvis, inner thigh, weight of the leg, the momentum of moving, even small movements translate throughout the body if you're attentive to what you're doing. It's already there. It's showing up for yourself. Change direction. Again, letting go of the circling action. If you want to go longer, why not go longer? But at some stage, let it go. Let that right leg go, right knee go. Lower the right foot onto the ground. And pause before we change sides. So notice any tendency to want to jump to that other left side, but resist the temptation for a moment. And be aware again of the body stopping, arms on the ground, nowhere to go, but here, in this moment. Now, would you be aware of the effort of of lifting that left foot, left leg up towards the ceiling. And being aware of the journey of making that left leg go up, lifting it up, bringing the hands off the ground or off the body onto that left leg. And first we're going to stretch that left leg up to a comfortable place and then massage using the fingers to move the thigh a little bit around. Fingers at the back of the leg squeezing and pulling and pressing and moving. So just getting into the muscles of that left leg. Remember, the right leg is on the ground. Right leg can be long. Right knee, right foot can be in semi-supine. But the right leg in a supportive position. Left leg up and using the fingers around the back of the knee or calf muscle. Just getting the fingers into it. Pressing, pulling. Seeing if there's a sense of satisfaction. If it doesn't feel right, remembering you don't need to do it. And then sliding the hands up that left leg as far as you like. So it could be just at thigh level, say. It could be the hands at the knee level, or hands on the calf muscle, or hands on that left foot. I don't know where you want to slide those hands, but find a position of that left leg you want to hold. And we're going to push the leg away from you as you hold it in place. So first you can pull that left leg in a bit. So you're into a nice stretch already. Then you sort of push the leg a little into, push in a steady way, push the leg into the hands. And just holding that left leg and breathing. Of course, you're already breathing, so you're just being awake to that breath and the moment and the shaking and the effort and the energy that you're in. Here, moment to moment, holding the left leg with a bit of resistance, pushing the leg away but not letting it move away. Taking some deeper breaths. Some of you might want to circle that left ankle while it's there. Keep going. Remember, you can stop at any moment you want to, holding the leg. If it gets too relaxing, make it a bit stronger. Now bend. We're going to switch to bending that left knee and holding that left knee easily. So if you can bring a sense of just cradling or holding the knee lightly, left knee above you, and we're going to circle that left knee. So you need to use the arms and hands to guide that left knee in little circles or big circles, easy circles, ideally comfortable circles, as best as this body that's never been here before, this body, moving the knee in circles. Breathing, feeling the breath and body connection, clothing, back. Good work. Once more, letting the arms come down onto the ground or onto your body and letting the legs slide long. This is the end of Part A of the fourth class.